It's time now for Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton, underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ. It's a look at local youth and high school Catholic sports and the leaders who are touching the lives of the athletes who participate in the games we all love. Now, here's Will Hampton.
Hello, sports fans. Will Hampton, proud to talk sports with you here on Catholic Sports Weekly on Catholic Radio Indy. Underwritten by Catholic Athletes for Christ. We're still looking for more underwriters, people who can step up and help us even do more in sports around this area. If you're a business or an individual that would like to help this show out, Will with one L, Will at CatholicRadioIndy.org. That's Will with one L at CatholicRadioIndy.org. Well, it was a big week for all sports fans. If you're a football fan in this area, I know you're probably feeling a little bit salty about your Indianapolis Colts, a tough game way out west where they lost 46-9 to the LA Rams. It was one of those games that just got bad early and just kept getting worse. And I know a lot of Colts fans are feeling kind of down about that. But remember, it's 1 week. 1 week is beyond, and now they move forward. And that's what you have to do in all sports. You have to kind of learn to, okay, hurt, I guess, for 24 hours or whatever it is. Maybe you feel bad about it, but then you have to move on to the next one. And that kind of brings something to my, I guess, something I was listening to and watching a lot of the local media and even some national media where they're calling for Chuck Pagano's head. Is he on the hot seat? And that it makes me think. I worked for the Indianapolis Colts several years ago. I was there during the time when Coach Pagano got sick. And I remember the whole Chuck Strong movement. And I remember how people wore the shirts and people put up the posters. And I remember the staff, all of us tried to grow what we called the goats for Coach. We all tried to grow a goatee. And I'm an Irishman. I don't grow hair on my face very well. So I struggle with my goat for Coach. But why I bring it up is I would like all of the Indianapolis Colts fans to just take a breath and just say, okay, this guy is a good man. Chuck Pagano is a great man. They have struggled filling the cupboard for him a little bit. There's not a whole lot there for them to try to put together. I remember when I was working for the Colts and I went to a meeting one time up in New York, and one of the Buffalo Bills guy, my counterpart with the Bills, came up to me and said, "You guys are the luckiest son of a guns there are." And I said, "What? What do you mean?" He goes, "Well," and this was when the Colts were about to draft Andrew Luck, and he was saying, "You guys have Peyton Manning, and then you go right into Andrew Luck." He said, "In Buffalo, we've been trying to fill Jim Kelly's shoes for a decade, and we haven't been able to do it." And so I guess my thought is, count your blessings, know that Andrew Luck is going to be back, and things will get better. Now, I'm a fan of the fans. If a fan wants to complain, by all means, I think that's okay. Fans pay your dollar bill or whatever it is, times 100, to get into the game, and you pay and support the sponsors of the Colts. So I think the fans have a great voice. And if you want to complain and get on your social media and do the things you do, then that's, I think it's your right. What really sticks in my craw a little bit are the local media who call for somebody's job. And I guess I ask the local media to think of the Franciscan values of dignity of the individual. Who are we? I was in the media business for 25 years. Never once did I ask for somebody's head on a platter. Never once did I say that guy should be fired, because I don't think it's our place. I think your place in the media is to tell the story, let the facts tell the story, and let it happen. If the facts add up to a guy probably should be replaced, well, then that's the story, and that will be the story. But to call for somebody's job, I think, is wrong in our society when there's so much. This week, we celebrated the anniversary of 9/11. And when you think about how our country came together at that time, I'd like for us all to kind of think about that this week. And let's all come together and support our teams and be positive and keep moving forward. And as Al Davis used to say, just win, baby, just win. Speaking of a guy on the hot seat, Brian Kelly, did you see that? The coach of Notre Dame, one of the reporters went after him a little bit after the game and said, "Well, is this the beginning of a trend now that you lost by one possession?" And I don't know if you saw the video, but Coach Kelly said, "We lost by 1 point. which is one possession. Both of them were right. But Notre Dame lost to Georgia Saturday night at home. And that game was, 20-19 was the final. The Irish lost. So they've dropped to 1-1. They're on the road again this week at Boston College. Kelly has struggled a little bit there at Notre Dame's coach. But I think everybody needs to know a 1-1 start is not a trend. And so let's just keep moving forward and let's hope the Irish get it going. Because I love to see him play SEC teams at home. That was a neat atmosphere to watch the Georgia Bulldogs come up to Notre Dame. That was fun to see. Tough loss, but as I said, they dropped to 1-1. Marion University got its first win of the season. Coach Mark Henniger's team improved to 1-1 as well. So a lot going on in the college scene. And, of course, we talk a lot of high school sports here on Catholic Sports Weekly. And Cathedral got its first win of the year last Friday night. They beat Chittard in a real grudge match. Cathedral beat that one, or won that one, 34-13. Chittard now drops to 1-3. But we've got a whole host of our local Catholic schools that are really off to great starts. Four programs are 4-0 to start the year. Roncalli is 4-0. They beat Plainfield 45-20 last Friday. Cecina, Ott Hurley and his bunch, they're also 4-0. They beat Beech Grove 41-21. Ritter is 4-0. Coach Ty Hunt's team, they beat Speedway 38-13. They're looking great again as they try to march back to a state title. And how about Garin Catholic? Tom Dilley's team, 54-14. They beat Indianapolis Howe. And Garin Catholic Eagles improved to 4-0. Brebeuf lost their game. Zionsville beat them 21-18. So the games of the week in high school football to keep an eye on. Roncalli at Cecina. That game is going to be played at Tech High School. If you've never been to a game at the new Tech High School, I call it new because remember when the Super Bowl came to town, the NFL came in and really revamped that field, and it was part of their community initiative, and that is a great venue now to go watch some high school football. New turf, it's just a neat old stadium, kind of carved in the corner there at Tech High School. So that one, Roncalli at Cecina, that's going to be played at Tech. That's 7 o'clock this Friday. Garin Catholic trying to protect that undefeated record. They go on the road at Broad Ripple, and Cathedral's back out of the state. The Irish, after their first win of the year, they go on the road against St. Xavier of Ohio. So get out there, support the kids. It's a lot of fun to watch high school football and all the other sports going on. Send your comments to Will at CatholicRadioIndy.org. Will with one L at CatholicRadioIndy.org, and we'll keep talking sports. Well, we're going to take a break. Next up is Todd Mello. This is an interesting guy. He has been involved in so many Christian-based initiatives, things like Samaritan's Feet. Remember that when they took their shoes off? A lot of them still do that, but they took their shoes off and they sent the shoes, I think, to Africa. And it was a really good program. He'll tell more about that. And now he does a thing called Game Day Coffee. What's Game Day Coffee all about? We'll talk about that next with Todd Mello here on Catholic Sports Weekly.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ, serving Catholic athletes and sharing the gospel through athletics. With an integrated network of sports-oriented clergy and laypeople, they help athletes, coaches, and staff members in the practice of their faith. Information about Catholic Athletes for Christ and their new recording of the Holy Rosary featuring Hall of Fame sportscaster Vince Scully are available at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org.
Three things keep Catholic Radio Indy on the air. One is our fervent desire to spread the gospel message. Two is your donations to the station. We couldn't survive without them. And three is underwriting from area businesses. Every month, these businesses make donations to the station. Please support them. Visit their stores, send them an email, or call them. Let them know that you appreciate their support of Catholic Radio. It's a great way to thank our underwriters for their very important support.
Welcome back to Catholic Sports Weekly. I'm your host, Will Hampton. This show is underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ. For more information on that great program, go to CatholicAthletesForChrist.org. Now, my good friend, longtime friend, and now joining us on the show is Todd Mello. He is the founder of what we call Game Day Coffee. Todd, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Will and Jim. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you are a guy that just sees a need and goes after it.
when did
that start in your life?
Well, it starts with a relationship with Jesus Christ. I mean, without it, I don't have any sort of prompting or any of those voices or any of those that courage or any of that stuff that you claim that I have. That only comes from a relationship with God. So I'm blessed to have that and discovered that at an early age. I was grew up Catholic my entire life and really established an amazing foundation underneath me, and then grew in my relationship with Christ about 16 years ago, and it's been an amazing journey.
Yeah, I know you're, first and foremost, your faith is number one. Right after that is your family. You're married, and you have four boys, right?
I do, four boys. Luke is 20, and he's at DePaul University playing football there, studying communications and in a fraternity, and I have Evan. Evan will be 18 in November. He's a senior at Horizon Christian School where I teach. And then Graham is in third grade. He's 9 years old. And Hudson is our bonus child. He's amazing. He's the child my wife talked me into having. So he's six and he's in first grade.
Yeah, and they all, I'm sure, have all kind of gravitated to sports, haven't they? It's been kind of interwoven in your family.
It has, yeah. I grew up with four boys, so I have three brothers and my dad, and my dad coached me in Little League and football and baseball, and so it was, yes, it was definitely ingrained. I had to be a Notre Dame fan, otherwise I was been ostracized from the family room and all that, so love the Irish and love football and baseball, and it's in the blood, it's in the family. My niece was one of the first girl Mellows ever, and she was Miss Softball in Indiana. So, athletics has been a part of our family for a long time.
Yeah, I remember Morgan Mellow, right?
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah,
Morgan,
she was at Hamilton Southeastern. She was dominating. I was fortunate enough to do some play-by-play of some of her softball games, and it was just – I never seen such a dominating softball pitcher who and that's, if you don't know that game, those girls will pitch 33 games. I mean, every game she was on the mound.
Not really crazy.
A mound, they call it the circle. She was in the circle.
Yeah, she played professionally at Japan for I think 7 or 8 years, and now she's coaching down at Wofford
North Carolina.
Yeah.
Well, Todd Mellow is our guest. He's the founder of Game Day Coffee. So we better talk about Game Day Coffee. I know that's something that is near and dear to your heart. What is it? What's Game Day Coffee?
Sure. Well, my dad, it all really kind of started with my dad many years ago when I was a little boy. And he would call me in sick to school, sorry, educators, every once in a while, like two or three times a year. And we would just go have fun together. We'd go to the movies or just run errands together, paint dugouts. I mean, whatever it was just me and my dad. And again, that was like two or three times every year we would do that, and he would call it our day. And so for me, with four boys, you have to be intentional about spending one-on-one time with your kids. And if you're not intentional about that, then, the days get away from you. And so I put those days on my calendar to spend one-on-one time with my kids. And so 3 years ago, I started this with my oldest son, Luke. And so it was his first time ever playing varsity football. And he made the team his sophomore year, but never played. And so his junior year was this time, and he was going to be a starter, on Noblesville High School football team. And I thought, I want to go and have just coffee with him right before the game. Just an intentional time. Let's wake up early in the morning at 5:30 in the morning and go have coffee together and just pray before the game and just, reconnect together. And so we did that. And the very first one we did, Will, was on my mom and dad's 50th wedding anniversary. And I did not plan it that way. It just kind of happened. That was his first varsity game, and that was the first Game Day Coffee we ever had. So I knew that connection to my dad about our day was something special. I knew the Lord was going to use that in a mighty way. And so Luke and I started doing that together every Friday morning, encouraged other dads to do it, and some of them took advantage of it and some of them didn't. And so we did it every Friday morning. We'd get up and meet at the Starbucks and just talk about girls and, life and all kinds of stuff. And obviously the game, we'd talk about that. And I'd pray with him before and after, before and after we left. And I knew that was a special time for him and I. And I knew that he was in God's hands, and I was comforted that way. And so it's been an amazing journey, and so we have done a variety of other things in regards to that. And so really Game Day Coffee, Will, is just an intentional time between dads and moms, for that matter. I mean, I would love for moms to do it as well. Intentional time for parents is to spend one-on-one time with their kids. And so now we have a trailer that goes around. It's a Starbucks on wheels, if you will. It goes to football games, basketball games, farmers markets, band events, I mean, whatever, weddings. I mean, we've done a number of youth events and things like that. And it's just an opportunity to you know, buy a cup of coffee, hot chocolates, espressos, whatever it is. And then half of our proceeds go and they benefit youth mentoring. So we're not hogs. We're not trying to make a ton of money on this. We're really just trying to connect families with their kids together.
Yeah, and I think what you see, what I've seen, is that there is a relationship that starts just over a conversation that develops as these young men become grown men. With that's what you're hoping, that, you know, when Luke's 35, he still wants to be with his dad.
Yeah.
he wants to go out and play golf or whatever you guys might do that day, or go have a coffee, or just developing relationships. Because so, you're right, in the fast-paced world we all live in, I'm blessed with three children, and it is difficult to get that moment. Every once in a while, you're right, you just need to take a deep breath, relax, and spend some time with your kids, right?
Yeah, no question. And unfortunately, Will, right now there's over 32 million children who woke up this morning without a biological dad living in their home. And that is not a shot on stepdads or, you know, any of that stuff, or adoptive dads, but that's a epidemic in our country. Mm-hmm. That unfortunately is the worst epidemic in our country, the breakup of the American family. And very few people are talking about it. And when that happens, suicide rates go up, teen pregnancy rates go up, drug rates go up, crime goes up, discipline, bad behavior, everything goes up when a biological dad, or even just a man, a meaningful relationship with a male figure, mm-hmm. right, in that home is not present. And all those things go up as a result of it, and it breaks my heart. It really does, because there's so many kids who are suffering because they're, you know, their dads and or their moms, or the relationship, you know, they broke up. And in a lot of ways, those parents at times are being very selfish by not putting the kids first. Despite your differences about divorce, despite your differences, not irreconcilable differences, not being able to get along, the kids need to come first, and that has to be modeled at the home.
Talking with Todd Mello, founder of Game Day Coffee, and so many more things. And is there a website or a way to get a hold of more information about you and about the program?
Yeah, you can go on to gamedaycoffee.org. That's gamedaycoffee.org.
And now you're also doing this youth mentoring initiative. You call it YMI. What is that, and where is that focused?
Sure. YMI is Youth Mentoring Initiative. Started almost 10 years ago, and it's really a way for kids to be connected to mentors while they're at school. So it's one-on-one mentoring. We also have group mentoring and class mentoring and so forth, but primarily it's one-on-one mentoring. So we have over 200 mentors that will go inside of the schools at Hamilton Southeastern High School, the intermediate schools, the junior highs, and Fishers High School, and they'll mentor kids. Again, you know, over 37% of fifth graders through 12th graders inside of Fishers community are sad, hopeless, and depressed. Now, I don't know about you, but that breaks my heart to know that. And you know, I know that it's a spiritual battle. I know that that's one of the reasons why they're sad, hopeless, and depressed. But there's also, you know, other ancillary reasons why, and that's, you know, there's two parents a lot of times that are working outside of the home. And so when those kids come home, I mean, I know 8-9-year-olds that are going home by themselves, and there's internet obviously there, there's phones, I mean, there's computers, there's all kinds of stuff that those kids can be involved in without a parent at home, and so it makes it very difficult. And so those kids that we mentor, a lot of them are not socially connected, they're awkward, they're not, you know, they're not in band, they're not in drama, they're not playing football or basketball, they're not doing any extracurricular activities at all, and so the schools get concerned about them, and so that's why we've paired them with a mentor to help them understand, you know, just what life is all about, you know, is that wisdom that us adults have that the kids don't have. And so we're really just trying to give that to them and just be another loving, caring adult in their life.
Talking with Todd Mello. And didn't you like sleep on a parking garage or something this year? Didn't you do something?
I did. I was there for 3 days. I stayed there until we raised 100 new mentors. And I got to tell you, Will, for all those faith, you know, my spiritual gift, number one spiritual gift is faith. And It's a spiritual gifting test. I recommend it to anybody if you want to take it. But anyway, it was tested the first night, because the first night I only had seven sign up. And I'm like, Lord, did I hear you wrong? Did I miss you on this one? Because I can't believe we only have seven that signed up the first day. But in his goodness and in his sovereignty and in his favor, by the end of the 3 days, we had 115.
Good so for you.
It was amazing just to watch God work.
Yeah. Now, there's also probably some kind of a website how people can get a hold of you at YMI also.
Yeah, absolutely. It's YMIonline.org. It's YMIonline.org.
I know you're a strong Christian man who gives back and helps, and I appreciate what you do. We all do. But I know I saw firsthand how prayer can really guide a family. When your son Luke was injured at Noblesville, I was one, and many of us were, thought, and I think you, in your deepest somewhere in your heart and your mind, you probably thought he was never going to play football again. I mean, he was really badly injured. And to see your family and really the community embrace your family and pray for Luke and for your family, and now he's playing football at DePaul. I mean, what a great story he is.
Well, Will, it's, thank you. I appreciate that. And, yes, I was blown away by the amount of prayers and support that came along. And, you know, I don't know if you were at that game or not, but it was October 2nd against HSC.
I was there.
Yeah. And my his back was turned to me. And so when he went down, he was grabbed by his face mask, and I thought he hurt his neck, but I was, you know, trying to be a good dad and staying up in the stands, and he was just down for a long time, and I was just, you know, struggling, going, why is he down so long? And after about 5 minutes, the athletic director came over and said, Todd, we need to see you on your field. And that's never a good sign. And so when I got down there, I had no idea what was going on, and they said, Mr. Miller, we're going to have to rush him to the hospital. And I said, what's going on? What's wrong with his neck? And they said, it's not his neck, it's his leg. It's his knee, and his foot was up by his head. And they were worried about artery damage. They were worried about, and they were able, thank God, to the physicians that were there on the field, because they were able to snap his leg back into place. And a lot of times they can't do that because the arteries harden, and then there's thoughts of losing the leg. and so I go from... You know, he just completed a pass to my son might lose his leg in seconds. And so it does. It shakes you up as a dad. Shakes you up as a mom. I mean, it was devastating. And then I jumped down on him, realizing that how much pain he was in. And I asked him to give him some medicine. They did, and just prayed over him. And it was a trying moment in our family, that's for sure. And yes, and the thoughts of never playing football, but worse yet for me at that time on the field was will he ever walk again?
Yeah.
Will he lose his leg? And so immediately the Noblesville community in Central Indiana started praying for him, and God healed him. 7 months later, he's working out. You know, after this time, and he had Teddy Bridgewater injury. I mean, Teddy Bridgewater is still not on the field right now. He had the same injury, dislocated knee. And our God protected my son, and he's now squatting 400 pounds again. You know, I mean, he's just, you know, it's only God can do that, and only the prayers of faithful people like you and people around the community can make that happen. So I appreciate that. I appreciate you you doing that and bringing that up, because it means a lot.
Well, and I think Ott Hurley, a couple weeks ago on this show, the coach of Cecina, talked about the power of community and the power of how athletics helps guide people more than just wins and losses, so much more than just wins and losses. Athletics can change lives if you let it guide you, and if faith is an element in the way you play the game and play the sport, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, faith is the only thing that gets me through every day. And so, yeah, I mean, at the athletic level, it just makes a huge difference. When you got a group of guys, group of girls, you know, whatever it is, whatever sport it is, coming together for a common purpose. And then there's an amazing foundation underneath you that knows that those gifts that God gave you as a athlete are God-given, and you need to use them for His purpose and for His glory. That's one of the reasons why we started Game Day Coffee, was because, you know, God gave Luke a platform to be the starting quarterback at Noblesville High School. That's a huge responsibility. So it's not just a matter of playing football. It's a matter of how you conduct yourself in the community, in the schools, and around your friends. And it all begins with a solid relationship with Jesus Christ.
talking with Todd Mello, and we're almost out of time, unfortunately. But Samaritan's Feet is another thing that you were heavily involved with early on. We've only got a minute or so, but how's that program, and what's going on with that right now?
Well, it's amazing. God took one coach, right, one basketball coach. Samaritan's Feet was a mom-and-pop organization before I arrived, and God just used Ron Hunter, IUPUI basketball coach, out of his obedience. I asked Coach to go barefoot for one game, and he did that, and it led to millions of kids around the world receiving a new pair of shoes, living out John 13, washing the feet of the people, you know, the recipients, giving them a new pair of shoes, new pair of socks. And then 3 months after he went barefoot and did that, Kmart was being bought by Sears, and Sears donated 1.5 million pairs of shoes for us. So wow. I would encourage everybody that if God's prompting you to do something, do it. Don't ask questions, just do it. You know, you don't have to pray about it. If it's a faithful thing, if it's a God thing, he's going to be in it, and it's amazing. And it's still continuing today. There's thousands of coaches across the world who coach a game in their bare feet to provide a voice for children around the world.
Yeah. Well, thank you for all that you've done. And every time, I know you and I talked before about you're a starter, you're a beginner. You get things going, and you did it again with Game Day Coffee. Congratulations, Todd.
Thank you, Will. I appreciate it. Love you, man. You're one of my good friends in Indianapolis for sure.
All right. Thank you very much. And gamedaycoffee.org is where people need to go, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. That's Todd Mello. We're going to take a break. We'll wrap up this week's edition of Catholic Sports Weekly right after this timeout.
Did you miss something in this show or just want to hear it again? Podcasts of this and all our other great local programs are available 24/7 at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Catholic Sports Weekly is underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ, serving Catholic athletes and sharing the gospel through athletics. With an integrated network of sports-oriented clergy and laypeople, they help athletes, coaches, and staff members in the practice of their faith. Information about Catholic Athletes for Christ and their new recording of the Holy Rosary featuring Hall of Fame sportscaster Vince Scully are available at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org.
Again, welcome back. Glad to have you listening to Catholic Sports Weekly here on Catholic Radio Indy. I'm Will Hampton. You can contact me at Will, that's Will with one L, W-I-L, at CatholicRadioIndy.org. Thank you for listening. Thanks again to Todd Mello for his mission in life, and he was a great guest here today. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll keep rolling each and every week right here on Catholic Sports Weekly, underwritten in part by Catholic Athletes for Christ. Thanks for listening, and God bless.
You've been listening to Catholic Sports Weekly with Will Hampton. It's a look at local youth and high school Catholic sports and the leaders who have touched and are touching the lives of the athletes who participate in the sports we all love. Listen each Tuesday and Friday afternoon at 4 for Catholic Sports Weekly here on Catholic Radio Indy. This program is underwritten by Catholic Athletes for Christ. More information is available at CatholicAthletesForChrist.org.